Hello?
Hey, Danny. It's Gail at Local Splash returning your call. How are you today?
Hey, Gail. How are you doing? Good. How are you
good.
Doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Did you have a good Valentine's Day?
Yeah. Not bad, you.
Yeah. You know, I don't do Hallmark holidays. I really don't.
Yeah,
my husband and I have been married for...
just another day.
Yeah. I know. We've been married for 30 years. I don't need roses anymore at this point. There's better things to spend money on.
Right,
but no,
right.
It was a nice day, but everybody was in a good mood. So, I was just returning your call. I'm sorry I missed you.
Yeah.
I was out at lunch.
That's understandable. But yeah, no, I was wondering, because we had spoke a couple weeks back. And,
yeah.
About getting my company back online and in
yes.
front of some customers. I need some customers.
Yes, I bet
and,
you do.
Yeah, would be possible.
Yeah.
Now, if we was to move forward, how long would it take? And before I started getting a couple calls, any calls?
Good question. So you and I had talked about a couple of different options, I believe. So the first option we had talked about was including Facebook. And don't worry, you don't have to be a social bug to do that. We just need the page, and then we can run it from there. I would honestly recommend that option only because it only adds $100 to your monthly and we can make it go a long ways. And
mm-hmm.
the Facebook ads and leads from those ads are the first things that are going to show up. So a total timeline, if we include the Facebook, today, we'll call today day one, day we get you set up. Between today and day seven, we'll get you listed out to all of the popular local directories, usually up to about 60. But like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, MapQuest, Chamber of Commerce, and then we just continue listing you on all of them. So you'll own all of those listings too.
Yeah.
That happens within the first 7 days. We also do your onboarding call, and that's a call with me and your technician. They'll do quality control, but then we'll also go over what you want on your website, what you don't, things like that. And then see what else happens in those first seven. Oh, you'll be able to get into your reporting dashboard where you can see how many clicks and calls you. Yep.
Right.
And then before day 14, if we're building a website for you, that'll be online, ready to be published or published already. And
mm-hmm.
Facebook ads will be up within those first 2 weeks. Programming starts right away, of course, and right after your onboarding call. And that process to get you programmed into the map takes about 30 to 45 days. So that's the total timeline. I like the Facebook because it'll let us really target in on your ideal clients. And it's had a really high return rate. In fact, I've been steering people there over Google AdWords just because it's performing so much better.
Yeah. And what was that platform?
That's with Facebook. And that
Facebook. Okay.
Yeah, that's at $349 a month. And I actually, it looks like, yeah, we're good to go on the listing for you. There's no problems there. So yeah, we can still keep that pricing, no problem. And then the one-time $99 setup, and then that you'll never see or hear from again. That goes away. And then it's just that flat $349. Now, I forget,
with the Facebook, you guys, like, say if somebody or Google or whatever, say if somebody happens like one day tries to look up painters and if they don't act on it right then and there, do you guys like go back to like and throw something back in their browser to like a reminders in their browser every so often?
Yes, I'm glad you asked.
In front of them?
Yep. I'm glad you asked. That is one of the other things that I really like about the Facebook too, is that we can do those retargets. So if they search for painting and they don't do anything, that ad will start, your ad will start following them around, and it accomplishes the in marketing, it's a magical between 5 and 12 times that somebody needs to see your business before they act. And those retargeted ads take care of that beautifully. They'll follow them through their game, in their Google feed, in their Amazon, I mean, everywhere they go. So, yeah, they're pretty awesome. So, yeah, Pride Painting will be retargeted, too, through Facebook.
Okay. What else?
Now, you needed a site, too. Is that right, Danny?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I own that website or not. I can't remember because I've dealt with so many different companies over the years. And I have my website. It's pridepaintingtn.com. But I don't know. I guess I don't have access to it, so I guess I don't.
Well, let me look what comes up when I type in that.
It's not a bad website.
Well, so it just says that link has been deactivated by whoever the host was. So
that was Link Now Media.
Yeah. So what we can do, in fact, it's already included in your package, we can rebuild a website for you, and we'll get a domain, we'll host it, and then we do all the ongoing maintenance on it too. And there's no additional charge for that. It'll be a .com address that you like. Yeah, then you have your website back.
Yeah, and then if that is mine to keep?
So if we do the hosting, it's a $99 buyout fee on the website, and that's a one-time.
Yeah,
if you wanted to take it with you.
Yeah, $99 buy. All right, just taking a few notes here.
Sure, no problem. Happy to answer all of your questions.
I know there's a million questions I should be asking, but because I mean, I'm just a small outfit, and they ran my, you know, it seems like every year I have to go through this process, and I'm so sick and tired of doing it.
Oh, yeah.
They'll put me together a website, they'll get me hosted, they're on the first page of Google, things will be going fine, and, you know, I pay them, get them on automatic pay, you know, and, you know, I do what I have to do, they should do what they have to do, you know, but then I'll notice it starts slowing down, and I know it happens, you know, certain times of year, but no, you know, I'll go from the first page of Google to, like, the fifth page, and then my phone just isn't ringing, you know. I shouldn't have to call them every 2 weeks or every month to make sure they're doing what they're, you know, their job.
Yeah,
and
no, you shouldn't. And
the ground, you know,
yeah,
and
no.
So.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't, absolutely. And I'm sorry you got caught up in some of those folks. They're probably the same ones I got caught up in when I was in construction. But I do know, I've watched our technicians work, and I've watched them work their magic, and I go look at my accounts, all of my people like you, on a regular basis, and I can see them in the logs doing their work, going in, updating your account as the algorithms change. So I know our people are doing our job. I mean, we're on a month-to-month basis with you. We don't put you into a contract. And the reason is we expect to have to continue doing our job in order to continue earning your business. We have to perform.
No, I know you said, like 30 to 45 days. Now, I mean, prior, like during that, I don't know, after a week or two and the website's all together, like, I mean, that will start possibly could be visible before that 30 to 45 days, right? But it just takes time to get to the front page of Google.
Correct. So your website will be live and findable and viewable. But yes, to get you onto the first page, the total will be about 30 to 45 days. Correct.
Okay. What is the time to, for, in order for it to be live, invisible? A couple of weeks or a week or what?
Yeah. It's within 14 days. And I'll tell you, we actually just had a company-wide meeting. We talked about just that in that meeting yesterday, and that was what a high-priority customer websites are. So they're trying to push them faster when they can.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so let's see. Should be a – I mean, after speaking with you, I know I haven't had many questions or anything, but do you think you guys are what I'm looking for my advertising?
Well, I do, and the reason I say that is I don't know if I shared with you. I maybe didn't. I came from a construction background. I mean, I grew up in it. My dad was an electrician. My cousin was a painter. One of my brothers was a roofer. I grew up chewing on nails and playing with sharp things. and things that make messes. So I owned my own construction company, and I went through those other companies like you did. And yeah. I was about ready to give up. I figured this is never going to work. And I was actually at the point I was either going to have to close the business because I didn't have enough business, or I was going to have to find a way to increase it so I could sell it. And I thought, okay, Local Splash came along, company I work for now, and they were the only ones that did what they said they were going to do. So I was then, a little bit later, a few months later, able to sell my construction company. I was looking to get out one way or another. I was getting too old to run around after those young guys. I called it my semi-retirement, but that's why I came here, so that I could help people like you that come from the same type of people I came from and not have that done to you. So, yes.
Is it an American-based company, or where?
Oh, yes. We're based in Costa Mesa, California. And just in full transparency, I do work remotely from home, and I live in Colorado.
Colorado,
yes.
Okay.
And all U.S.-based support.
How big of a company is it?
We have, I believe, we're between 65 and 70 people total now. Just the right size. We're nimble enough. We can make fast moves for our clients, and not so big that you get lost and you're a number.
Right. Yeah. All right. So,
are we going to do this today, Danny?
That's what I was getting to. So looking at about what, 450 total or 449?
Yeah. 448, you're close enough. I'll bill you the right amount.
Let me think here. Can you, what time is it? What time zone are you in? Are you Pacific?
Well, I work on Pacific time, so during the day, literally all my clocks are set to Pacific. I ignore mountain time when I'm working. So I am, I believe, now are you on the, eastern side or west?
Central
time. Okay, so we're a 2-hour difference, so it's 2 hours earlier here.
Yeah, okay, so it's just after lunchtime. Going on 1 o'clock. Yes. Yeah. All right. I just need to shuffle some money around here real quick. Can you call me back in like an hour or so?
You got it. I'll talk to you then, Danny.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
And I'll talk to
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.